This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Majid Mahmoud recording for the Daily Reminder. Brothers and sisters, this video contains some very important information and I strongly encourage every single one of you to watch it till the end, especially if you don't know the answer to the following question. Please and thank you. Are Paul Walker and Nelson Mandela and those of their likes, are they going to end up going to hellfire? Before we give such judgment or even talk about this, we need to understand that not every single one who dies as a non-Muslim enters hellfire or can be even put in the same category. So as you can note right here, there are those who learned and understood the message of Islam, but they chose to reject. And there are those who did not learn nor understand the message of Islam and they died as non-Muslims. Amongst them, those are clueless. For example, that person lives on an island and has no idea whatsoever about Islam. Or it can be someone who lives in New York, and I personally saw an interview of someone who was asked about Islam. Do you know what's Islam, sir? He's like, what? And he felt completely out of the whole world, never heard anything about Islam. Number two, people had the corrupted understanding. So they went to an anti-Islamic website, heard a hater or an ignorant person who said Islam is about killing innocent people, etc. So that person believed that horrible message, and they feared any Muslim, let alone convert to Islam. And there's lastly, group letter C, we have the minimal understanding. For example, a Muslim youth group goes to a homeless shelter and they pass around some food and one of the homeless men over there asks that youth, why are you doing this? And that Muslim youth says, I am a Muslim and Islam teaches me to give those and help those who are in need. So all what that homeless man knows is that Islam helps those in need. So that all what he knows. Now with this being said, is Paul Walker, Nelson Mandela, etc. going to Jahannam? Now, had they, Allahu A'lam, fall into the second category, then the ulama have said a lot about them. For example, Ibn Kathir, Ibn Al-Qayyim, Al-Lajna Al-Da'ima, and many, many other ulama, they said, we cannot confirm whether they're going to go to Jannah or Jahannam. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakam, the judge, will give a very fair test to them. Had they passed, they go to Jannah. Had they failed, they go to Jahannam. And the proof they've used in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 15, where Allah said,
من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا
وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا. And we would never punish. We would never punish someone until that person fully understood and learned that message. Is it clear? So therefore, is it possible that you go to Jannah? Had they fall into that second category and they pass the test, then you never know. You might find Paul Walker driving in Jannah. Allahu A'lam. Is it clear? What's the action item? Action item is very clear. We shall never rush and give a final verdict on anyone on the face of this earth unless Allah, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't forget sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have already confirmed some destination to certain people, such as Abu Lahab, where Allah said in Surah Al-Masad, chapter 111,
سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ.
سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. That they're going to Jahannam. And part of our iman is to believe they're going to Jahannam. Also, Rasulullah sallam mentioned that Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn radiyallahu anhuma, they're going to Jannah in authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, right? Now, had you rush, you would be in deep trouble. I'm sorry, but I have to warn you out of love. Wallahi, out of love. Where Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, he told one of his companions, Ya Yamami, la taqulanna li ahadin, wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu lak, aw wallahi la yudkhiluka Allahu al-Jannah. Ya Yamami, don't ever tell anyone Allah will never forgive you, or do not ever tell them Allah will never allow you to enter Jannah. The Yamami said, Ya Abu Hurairah, sometimes we get so angry towards our friends, some random people, and we tell them that statement. Abu Hurairah said, regardless, فَلَا تَقُلْهَا. Why? Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is authentic in Muslim Imam Ahmad. He said, I heard the Prophet said, there were two men from the children of Bani Israel. One of them who excelled in worship. The other excelled in sinning, transgressed, horrible person. But they happened to be companions. The one who excelled in worship would walk and see the one sinning and says, Ya hada aqsir, come on man, stop it, haram alik, yo, what's wrong with you man? though Allah is watching you, whatever terms they've used, then that man who did not accept the advice properly, and we should accept the advice properly, I hope you accept this properly, he says, خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي, leave me alone, it's between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَبُعِثْتَ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبًا, did Allah send you to watch over me? Then that worshipper just goes away from that sinner. Another time the worshipper sees that sinner doing a really, really big sin this time. And he says, وَيْحَكْ, woe to you, أَقْصِرْ, stop it man, cut it, enough is enough, what's wrong with you? Allah's watching you, fear Allah, Jahannam, etc. Then that person says, خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي, it's between me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَبُعِثْتَ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبًا, did Allah send you to watch over me? Now that worshipper, what happens? He gets irritated. He gets so angry. He says, Wallahi, Allah will never forgive you. Or, Wallahi, Allah will never allow you to enter Jannah. At that instant, Allah sends the angel of death. He grabs the soul of both of them. And they are brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells the one who transgressed and sins, went beyond the limits. He said, اذهب, فدخل جنتي برحمتي. Go into my Jannah, due to my mercy. Allahu Akbar. And he tells the one who basically excelled in worship, he says, أَكُنْتَ بِي عَالِمًا, did you know that what I know? And he said, أَكُنْتَ عَلَى مَا فِي يَدَيَّ قَادِرًا, were you capable of doing that which I'm capable of doing? Then he says to the angels, اِذْهَبُوا بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ, go take him to Jahannam. Subhanallah, no one in the world should limit the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the clearest message I can ever give you, brothers and sisters. With this being said, I ask you and encourage every one of you to please share this video. Share it, you never know what happens. And if you wish to subscribe to my own personal channel, then you can click here or go to the description box below, inshallah. And once again, don't forget to share the video. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.